Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back to The Doubters on Thursday, the 6th of August. And it's just me today. I'm doing a little solo episode, and my topic today is accepting everything. Now, last time I went out live on my own, I was all by myself. I ended up talking to myself, but I recorded the episode and put it out anyway. This time, I'm not by myself. I've got a little sprinkling of doubters joining us here. So it's really nice to see you. Thanks for coming. You know how it works. Feel free to contribute by the chat throughout the episode. Shape the conversation as you want to. I've obviously planned what I want to say, but I'm happy to go off on a tangent at any time. And I'll open up the session later. You can come on and ask questions at that time on the recording, or we'll also leave some time off the recording if you don't want to come on the recording. So that's great. So before I get on with the topic, let me just give you a little update on where I'm at and on what's going on here with the Doubters community and everything that I'm working on. So I've been working on this project, independent project, about finding the purpose of self-doubt for about 2.5 years now. And my research into this has involved about 130 hours of one-to-one coaching with over 20 clients. That was my investment into this work. And now I'm writing the book. I've been writing the book for a little while. It's a bigger task than I really considered it was going to be. My first book was 23,000 words, and it kind of wrote itself. I wasn't planning to write a book, so I was surprised when I got this product at the end of it. This is entirely different, let me tell you. I'm up to about 80,000 words now, and I think I've got about another 20,000 left. It's a huge challenge. It's not just a book. It's a bloody work of art. It's not just a book. It is a whole concept. I've been learning so much as I've been going along. Most recently, I've been going through the concept with my supervisor, and I've been doing a little bit more training around certain aspects of it. So I really want to get this right, and I'm putting everything into this work because I really believe in it. I really believe in it. But I still have so much doubt in myself around how far I can go with it. What have I got it in within me? But, you know, it seems I'm taking little steps all the time to do stuff with it. And I'm really happy with where I'm at. And I'm really looking forward to bringing that book out later in the year, hopefully. In the meantime, I have launched the coaching model on my website. It is a 5-session coaching model. And I've launched that at a 50% discounted price, which is £450 for the 5 sessions. If you or you know anybody's interested in that, go along and check it out. There's a little questionnaire to fill in, so we'll have a consultation about it. And then other things I'm doing, I have I've put together an archive of all the Doubters sessions, which is also on my website, and I'm going to put links in the email. Now, I wanted to make this a completely private community, which meant that I wanted to have a membership site to keep the content private. As it works out, it's been a bit complicated to do that because it would have meant you having to sign up again to the website. And I just thought that was too much to ask. So what I'm doing is the content is being put out there publicly. I'm actually going to only put up content publicly once a month after I've recorded it. So that's the way it's working at the moment. So if you're fairly new here and you want to see the past episodes, go along and check that out. The link will be in the email I'm sending out with this recording. And, you know, my plans for this community, a couple of people have said to me, oh, are you carrying on with the Doubters? Are you going to have a summer break? And no, I'm not. I'm just here. I'm turning up every Thursday. And I didn't set out to have a guest every week, but it's turned out that most weeks I've had a guest. It seems that people are really keen to come and talk about this, which is brilliant. I'm really happy about that. And I'm just going to carry on going weekly for as long as I can. And for me, this is a lifelong project. So, you know, I could be doing this the rest of my life, but at the moment I feel like I could do. And, you know, I've got big plans for this work, and for this community is such a precious place for me. It's where I come along and talk about it and connect with people. And I develop this concept here because it's a learning and exploration space. So your contributions are always welcome. I love hearing from you. I love hearing what you've got to say about this, even if, or especially if it contradicts what I've got to say, because, you know, that's how we learn and grow, right? So what this community will turn into potentially is a private membership site eventually, once I get the platform ready for that. It could turn into a paid membership site, but everybody who's joined the community at the early stages or up until then will get it for free, and I guarantee that for you. And then there'll be public content all around it. So this is my idea at the moment. So the book, the community and the coaching, that's what I'm doing, and that's where I'm at with it. And just really loving this work, getting so much out of it. As I said, completely doubting myself all along the way, and I'm okay with that, because that's how I grow. I grow through the doubting and with the doubting, and that's what it's all about, right? So that's where I'm at. Now let me talk about this topic today, and I'll do this little talk that I've got prepared, and then we'll open up for any questions after it or contributions. So my topic today is accepting everything. And acceptance is about acceptance as a powerful approach to life, because acceptance is often, I think, misunderstood as something submissive or that we're resigning to what's out there. But I don't see acceptance like that, and that's certainly not what I'm talking about today. But this topic, the title of the topic, Accepting Everything, I thought was a bit of a catchy title, and it actually links to an episode I'm doing next week, which I'll tell you about later. But I really sort of challenged myself with it, because I thought, well, what does that actually mean, accepting everything? And do I mean accepting everything? So I've had to really step back and consider what that means to me. And I think there are some limits to my acceptance, and I will come on to talking about that. But what do I mean by acceptance? So acceptance, the definition, what we're doing when we accept is it's the action of taking or receiving what is offered. That's a dictionary definition. Or the state of being accepted. Now, acceptance is all well and good when you want what's being offered, when you're being given a gift and it's something that you want. That's all well and good. We can accept that, and that's all great. But what about when you don't want what's being offered? What about when you don't want what's out there? And there's resistance to it. So that's really more what this is about. And this is the first principle in working with self-doubt. Is that we accept it, we embrace it. And that's quite different to a lot of the approaches that, you know, we've seen out there, which is often about overcoming it, crushing it, conquering it. That never worked for me. So it is about learning to accept it and embrace it. But the challenge there is it's not a pleasant condition. It doesn't feel nice. It's uncomfortable. So why do we want to accept this thing? And so, yeah, the reason that we want to accept it is so that we can work with it. Now, if you think about acceptance, the opposite of acceptance, I considered that as well. The opposite of acceptance is denial. And denial for me is a powerless state. So if you're in denial about something, that you've got no opportunity to work with it. You know, there's no opportunity to work with it. Yeah, because you're just in denial about that thing. But when you're accepting things, even when it's difficult, when it's challenging, you have an opportunity to work with it. So that's what this is about. So why this is a powerful approach to life is that to imagine that whatever is happening for you and not to you. So that gives you an active part in taking part in what is happening for you. So all the challenges that you're currently going through, the situation that you're currently in, is exactly where you're meant to be at this moment in time. Now, for me, this is how I actually practice trust and faith, which I've talked about here before. And my trust and faith is a very practical manner. It's not about a spiritual way of life where I go to where I follow a religion or anything like that. It is a very practical thing. So this is where my trust and faith is that to imagine that exactly what is going on with me, everything that is happening to me at this moment in time, it might not be what I want it to be, but it's what I need. And so I imagine that, as I said, everything is happening for me and not to me. And, you know, I don't know. I've never been in a state in my life. I don't know. There's not many people out there, I'm sure there are, who will say that, oh, yeah, I'm exactly where I want to be in life. Maybe some yogis or some of those meditators who sit up in the mountains have just transcended and achieved that state of mind. That's not really our way of being, especially in the Western world, is it? I've never been there. I've never had that. There's always been more that I wanted. And I've always wanted to learn and grow. And that's where the self-doubt comes in, because I've always wanted to grow. And there's always that doubt about where I'm going, what I'm doing, and how I'm going to get there. So when we're embracing the doubt, that's like part of the challenge of moving forward and getting to where we want to be. So I'm talking about trust. Now, trusting that what I've got today is exactly what I need in order to grow into the person that I'm going to be or I need to be. And that includes all the dissatisfactions, the disappointments in life, the self-doubt, as I've talked about, all those uncomfortable, murky emotions. I did a YouTube channel all of last year. I did a YouTube channel, and it was about answering the call to do more with your life. And there was 9 phases in this YouTube channel that I went through. And the first part of it was about dissatisfaction, about connecting with the dissatisfaction in your life and accepting that. And similar to the self-doubt, it's not a comfortable thing to connect with. But if you can connect with that, there can be motivation there to move forward, because nobody really wants to sit in that. So that can actually be quite motivating to do that. So that was the first stage of that. Now, so this week I experienced this. I've got some emotional stuff come up to the surface at the moment. I'm still very functioning, and my life's pretty good today. It's not exactly how I want it to be. Some emotional stuff came to the surface this week. And fortunately, I've got a much better way of dealing with it these days. I had a pretty shitty day on Tuesday, I think it was. And I had one of those days where it was just pretty dark in there, I was full of judgments, criticisms. I was irritable. I didn't want to be with myself. The last thing I wanted to do was phone somebody up or tell them what was going on. And, these days I try not to fight that. I try not to worry about that too much. I try to think, I'm human. I've got stuff going on, that this is all fine. And so just accept that and be with it and, be miserable for a day. I was okay with that. Sometimes that misery can last longer than a day, and that's still okay. And I sat on the sofa in the evening. My husband said to me, "What are you going to do this evening?" I said, "I'm going to sit here and I'm going to look at that box in the corner of the room and I'm going to do nothing." And that was exactly where I wanted to be. And that was okay. And it did pass the next day, and that was all fine. So, So for me, it is about trusting that exactly the challenges that I've been offered at this moment are the lessons that I need to learn. And sometimes, that can be the challenge, is knowing what the lessons are about the current challenges are, because we can think they're one thing and we can go down pursuing one route about, this is what I need to learn, but actually it can be something else. And, for me, I work with a coach regularly, and I've been in and out of therapy over the years and stuff like that, but just because I love personal growth, and it's good to try. And, when you're stuck in a situation, I've done this in the past, but I feel like I've been stuck, and that's a really challenging place to be, to feel stuck and to start feeling like you don't have a lot of options for the way forward. There are always options and there are always choices. And it's good to remember that. And sometimes what you need is a shift in perspective on your situation, and that lesson can come out, and it may not be exactly what you think it is. But that lesson for growth and that lesson for development is always there. So that's what this approach is about. And, accepting what we can't change in AA, 12-step fellowships, we have a little prayer. We use the serenity prayer. And the first part of that is, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. There is so much we can't change in life, and that can be difficult, we certainly can't change the past. But, we can be in denial about the past. And this can come up quite a lot in the coaching. It's about facing the truth of the past, which is not always comfortable, not always nice. But when working with self-doubt, do go to the depths quite quickly around this stuff. It's like, looking at past events and, big past world events that have happened, disgusting things that happened, like genocides, the Holocaust, wars, unjust wars, that kind of stuff. These are things we can't change. And there's actually a lot of power in accepting that because in accepting that, we can learn the lessons and we don't have to repeat them, hopefully. But it's also people's personal experiences within that. So people who have suffered throughout these, I'm not saying that, you know, people have to suffer so that we can grow. That's not definitely not what I'm saying here. But when people have suffered through these situations, there's a lot of power in accepting that truth and hearing people's truth. So there's a lot of power in accepting the past and not denying it. I think sometimes the challenge is for human beings at the moment is not just allowing ourselves to be in more discomfort. It's about being able to be with suffering a bit more. That's a challenge, you know. We're constantly pumped stories of suffering in living rooms, aren't we, through our 24-hour news channels. And I mean, so many people just don't bother engaging with this stuff nowadays, which is great. But, you know, we can realise there's a limit to the compassion that we can have out there. It can get cut off very easily. And I think this is one of the challenges that we have today, is accepting the, you know, the state of the world and it is in, because only in doing that can we do something about it. So, you know, questions to ask is, what if everything is exactly as it's meant to be at this moment in time? And what if, you know, what we're going through is exactly what I need and what the world needs to evolve and move forward? And being able to accept that, engage with that, and learn the lessons from that in order to grow. So I think acceptance can be a bit controversial when we talk about accepting other people's unacceptable behaviour, and that's definitely not what I'm talking about. I think that's what springs to mind with that. It's like, well, if I'm accepting everything, other people's unacceptable behaviour, and it's definitely not about that, accepting other people's behaviour. But, you know, where acceptance works within this is to accept that you probably can't change another person. I'm not an expert in these matters by any sense of the imagination, but I do have some experience working with other people's unacceptable behaviour. We all do, don't we? And knowing where our boundaries are within that. But we only do that by accepting that this other person's behaviour towards us is unacceptable, if that makes sense. So once we can be honest about the truth of that, then that allows us to draw the boundaries that we need. And understanding, you know, accepting the things we cannot change is often accepting other people's unacceptable behaviour. And this is difficult when it's somebody that you love, perhaps a family member who is engaging in behaviour that's destructive or damaging, that kind of stuff. That can be really painful to watch somebody that you love going through something like that, and accepting that you're powerless and you can't change them. This is when acceptance is hard, because, you know, the natural inclination is to want to get in and help and control and, you know, look after them and make things better for them sometimes. And, you know, it doesn't work. You know, and there is a way of letting go of people and doing that with love. And I think that's, you know, the big challenge when it comes to that. But, you know, this is definitely not about accepting other people's unacceptable behaviour. So accepting, you know, the challenges of the world today, you know, President Trump is one of the most controversial figures out there. And it's difficult to accept that this man is in charge of, you know, in this position. And, you know, how would it be if he was exactly the right president we needed at this moment in time? You know, what would that mean to accept that? I mean, you know, we have to accept it because we certainly can't change it. You know, if we're in the UK, we don't have a vote. I'm just using this as an example. And, you know, obviously, you know, people are suffering, but, you know, there are conditions that have put him there. And it's important to recognise those conditions that have put him there and people who have voted him in and what's going on there. So it's important to kind of acknowledge other people's truths as well. And then the other thing is that, you know, what have we learned from this situation? What have we learned from watching him? In some ways, it feels like maybe humanity's got to a new low. But in other ways, maybe it's just exposed something that was always there. The potential for a narcissistic leader like that to have that kind of power, and what happens in that, you know, it seems like there's a new low every day, doesn't it, with what he's doing. but he's showing us something. He's really teaching us something about the power of a narcissistic leader. But what do we do around that? Now, if you look at what's happened around him, you know, I'm certainly not going to get into the politics of the US or the UK or anything like that. But if you look at what's happened around him, so many more people have got engaged in politics. In the last few years in the UK as well, so many more people have got engaged and interested in politics and activism and trying to make a change. And how can I can't stand back and watch this anymore. If we've got a leader like Obama, was a lovely, fantastic leader, and it was great to sit back and just watch him, you know, in all his smoothness and just trust, oh yeah, he's got this, everything's fine. You know, how engaged were we willing to be? How engaged are we willing to be? It's great to follow a leader like that, but you know, how engaged? It's easy to sit back and let that happen as well. So, you know, perhaps we're getting the lessons about engaging and learning from that. And, you know, and to see what's going to happen next, it's also, you know, brought to light the polarization of society and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So we've become aware at a different level of what's going on. Anyway, I'm just using that as an example. And then, so, where are my limits with acceptance? Now, this is what it is. I was thinking about what it means to be accepted. And, you know, I want to be accepted. I think we do as a human level. It's one of those basic human needs to be accepted and to belong somewhere. And it's always wonderful when you go into a place and you feel welcomed and accepted and you feel like you belong. Now, but here's the thing. I look at my relationship with my husband in particular. And I think one of the reasons that I have so much trust in him is that I know that he won't, if my behavior is unacceptable, that he will challenge me about that. And I want him to challenge me about that. I mean, that's always not always nice, but if I want to change and grow, I want to be challenged by that. So when I think about accepting everything, I don't want everybody to accept everything that I'm saying, you know, and particularly here. So I'm saying, I'm just kind of talking and exploring this topic. So, you know, if there's something that you've disagreed with or, you know, have a perspective on, then it's great to hear from you about that. So I think that is the limit to acceptance, is I don't want other people to accept behavior from me that's unacceptable. I want to know. I want to be challenged. And even if that's difficult, I want to know. My guest last week, Duncan, came along and he spoke about being a positive change leader, and we touched on the topic of acceptance here. In fact, he was given a diagnosis of AIDS in 1990, which was a death sentence back then, and he chose not to accept that death sentence, and he also chose not to accept the treatment. So he said, I'm not accepting this. But here's the thing, is that, you know, in order to have that approach, he did have to accept the diagnosis first of all. He didn't have to accept the treatment that went along with it. But if he was in denial about what was going on, that he could have just ignored it and then done nothing, you know, and that's not what he did. He accepted it first of all. So that's why I see acceptance as a powerful approach to life. And next week, I've got a kind of another topic, which is about questioning everything. And I've got a guest coming along with me to talk about that. His name is David Rees, and David is a coach, a counsellor, a meditation teacher. He's one of these people who's got a varied background and brings varied things to his practice. And we're going to talk about questioning everything, which is going to be like, you know, the follow-on from what I'm talking about today about acceptance. I think that's everything that I've got to say on the topic, and I feel like I've done a lot of talking. There are a few doubters here in the room. If anybody's got anything to say about that, you know, did it make sense? What kind of sense does it make to you? What does it mean to you, this topic? And how do you approach it? Love to hear what you've got to say. So if any of the doubters want to come on and make a contribution, you can just unmute yourselves, put your cameras on if you want to. You don't have to. As ever, we're going to stick around afterwards after the recording. Looks like Carol has got to come on. You want to say something, Carol? Great to see you.
Hi. I've noticed that in the coaching space, acceptance comes a lot when you speak to clients, because once they accept the situation, it's like the pressure goes down, and yes, things are tough, but I think it's lowering the expectations that everything should be perfect all the time and they should be there. And so I think, part of our role, I think, as coaches is to, invite people to accept themselves and what they're going through. And
I think when you talk about that, lowering the expectations, because that can be such a stressful way to live, I think, to have this expectation that I need to be on all the time, I need to be delivering, I need to be, feeling good all the time, such an expectation. Whereas we can just accept that fact that, oh my God, I'm human. I mean, it took me a long time to get there, but I think there's a lot of healing there as well.
I think for women, especially because of our hormones, we have days where energy is not going to be there and there's nothing we can do. And now I've introduced in my life the non-days. It's a non-day today. And much is going to happen. I'm just going to rest. And that's, because if I'm fighting that, I'm going to be miserable and I'm not going to achieve anything.
And I think that's exactly what this is all about, and why I approach self-doubt like this, because when we're fighting it, actually we end up strengthening it and making it worse. And when I just allow myself to be miserable, like having a non-day, I definitely do that as well. I mean, I did that earlier this week, and it's not that I'm not functioning and doing what I need to do. I might be doing that at 50%, and I'm okay with that nowadays, I really am. I would have found that really hard at once upon a time. But it's not that I'm not kind of engaging in life, it's just that I'm probably doing it at a much more gentle pace. I think gentleness is the thing for me, being gentle with myself and allowing myself. And I think sometimes I would have thought, oh, that's weak, or if I do that, then I'm not going to be able to get it back again. But I found that's not the case.
The fear of missing out.
Fear of missing out. Yeah, that one.
Yeah, and I think with COVID, we had to accept that there's lots of things we can't do. And we have to, be in the same house for a long time. And then you have to use gratitude, saying, well, at least I've got a garden.
Yeah,
I can go out. Some people are stuck in their flat in Spain or can't go out. They're like,
and that's a great strategy, is being able to find gratitude within that as well, and I don't always want to do that either. Sometimes I just want to be miserable. And it's okay too. Brilliant. Thanks, Carol. That's great. Thanks for coming along, and good to see you. So has anybody else got anything they want to say? Any questions, any contributions? What I would do then, just maybe give you a minute or so, I'll start wrapping up, and then we can just, hang around at the end and have a chat if you want to. As I've said, next week I have got a guest coming along, and we're going to be talking about questioning everything, which is what happens after we accept. Once we've accepted something, then we get the opportunity to question it, and this is probably the next part of the self-doubt model. So my guest next week is David Rees, and as I said, he's a coach, a counselor, a meditation healer. He does all sorts of things, so it's going to be really interesting to hear about his journey and how he's got to doing that. So thank you for everybody who's joined me here today. Thank you to everybody who's listened to the recording. And I shall see you next week.